Brian was diagnosed when he was 2 and 3 months, which 20 years ago was pretty good. I think part of that was because he was pretty significantly impacted. Up until 18 months, we didn't have a worry in the world. I don't think that means there weren't early warning signs. I think it was that we just didn't know what to look for. In retrospect, I remember a friend who had a child, Brian's age, right around 12 months, saying, oh, she is just pointing at everything. She's driving me crazy because she's just pointing and wanting me to acknowledge everything, which, of course, Brian wasn't. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, I wonder when Brian's going to start doing that. And, of course, we know now that that's a big early warning sign, a child not starting to point. He wasn't particularly social. He was hard to engage, especially between a year and 18 months. And again, I remember thinking, oh, he's just not going to be the life of the party kind of kid. He's just more reserved. But there really wasn't anything that we thought was wrong at that point. At 18 months, we were starting to get worried, but only because he wasn't really talking much. He could label all of the letters. So you'd hold up a letter and he could say them, but those were his only words at that point. Up until 18 months, we thought he was really smart. His receptive vocabulary was tremendous. He loved looking at books, and we'd just get him to label all these different things. I remember a fish book he had that he knew all these different kinds of fish. Between 18 months and 2 years, things got really rapidly out of whack. It was clear there was something wrong. His self-stimulatory behaviors really started to emerge. I've had an expert tell me that Brian's the highest self-stim kid she's ever seen, especially in his childhood, and it's been one of our biggest challenges trying to break through that. And it really started to emerge around that time. He started running back and forth, flapping his hands. Flapping his hands was a big thing. And at first, we just come up with all of these explanations for it. I remember he'd stand in front of his reflection in the oven and flap his hands, or his reflection in the sliding glass door. And we're like, oh, he's pretending to be a conductor. And I remember him running back and forth, and different people like, oh, he's chasing his shadow. Oh, he's pretending to be Batman. But what he was doing was skimming. So at around 20 months, I took him to the pediatrician because I was, again, mostly concerned about his not talking. I talked to my pediatrician about my concern. She got me in a place for an evaluation. And literally within a couple weeks of that evaluation, we had a speech therapist and a special educator coming to our house to work with Brian. It was with his work with the speech therapist that I really started to realize how wrong things were, because she was using a typical speech therapy approach, embedding it all in very naturalistic play, trying to work on a speech, and she couldn't get him engaged with anything. She was pulling out all of her toys that I'd seen other kids in the neighborhood just love, a doctor's kit and pretend playground, and she just couldn't get him engaged at all. And I could really see how unusual that was. And so then she and the special educator were the first people to mention anything about autism